Okay, so now we need to hire a well-trained scientist to operate the microscope, because an electron microscope is very hard to operate and was harder than I thought. I think my friend used to operate an electron microscope, if I think correctly. Okay, let's call him. Ding dong. Mark's here. Let's get straight to the point. First, we need the sample, and we need to drop one drop on the TEM grid. Now we have to turn on the microscope, wait a while, and then carefully insert the grid with the sample into the TEM column. The TEM grid is used to hold samples and is made of copper and steel. Now this is the fun part. We have to align the electron beam to pass through the sample using a condenser lens. We also have to adjust the focus so we can easily see the specimen.